New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is beginning what promises to be a busy fall, traveling the country campaigning for Republican governors and Senate candidates. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz followed him to South Carolina this week, and he joins us this morning from Charleston. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Satiris.
So Governor Christie is campaigning for gubernatorial candidates in his role chairing the Republican Governors Association, but most of the coverage here is focused on whether he's running for the White House. What do these visits actually look like up close, and you know, are they about the candidate or about Christie's presidential hopes?
A little bit of both. Usually there's a mix of closed-door fundraisers ranging from $100 or so per ticket to $10,000 a person or more. That's money that the Republican Governors Association will then turn into TV attack ads in various states. But he also makes sure to do what's known as retail stops wherever he goes. And that involves him shaking hands and kissing babies and talking to local reporters. So yesterday in Charleston, he went to this burrito joint called Moe's with the South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. He introduced himself as Chris. He said thanks when people told him they reminded him of Ronald Reagan or they wanted him to run for president. And he played coy when asked what he was doing in South Carolina. The gubernatorial election here is not that close, but South Carolina does have the first presidential primary in the South in 2016. Christie says he was just there to help Haley in her race this year. And when I asked Haley how a Christie-Haley 2016 ticket sounded, she also kept to the script and said this is just about 2014. But the exposure Christie gets in local media and with local donors is hugely helpful if he decides to run. You can call it pre-campaigning.
Well, you know, how did this pre-campaigning go over with the GOP faithful who came out to meet him?
What I've noticed in going on these trips with Christie is the Republican activists who turn out that they want the attention from possible candidates, and they like being around someone who could be president of the United States. So when they meet him, 9 times out of 10, they just ask to take selfies with him and shake his hand. They don't really talk issues. More of that happens behind the scenes in these closed-door, high-priced fundraisers. But I talked to a bunch of these Republican activists about what they want presidential candidates to address once the campaign begins. And topping the list was Muslim infiltration into the homeland. That's how they describe it. A chairman of one GOP group told me that if it was up to him, no more Muslims would be allowed to enter the country at all. They are also fearful about the national debt, which they believe is driven largely by people loafing around on welfare. I was surprised by two things. Even though this is South Carolina and they do want a pro-life Christian president, social issues were not a top priority. Instead, several told me they want someone who's electable and will be able to break the impasse in Washington and reach across the aisle. That could be good for Christie.
What would be Christie's challenges in winning a primary in South Carolina?
The bro hug with President Obama after Sandy in the days leading up to the 2012 election. Republicans are still bitter about this, and they blame Mitt Romney's loss in part on the optics of this hug. It's also unclear how Christie's sometimes gruff personality and Jersey accent will play down here.
And what about Bridgegate? Does that register at all?
They could not care less. Some Republicans here hardly knew anything about it. Some said it had never even come up when talking about Christie with their Republican friends. They think he took responsibility for an issue that was trumped up by the liberal media, and it's over. Here's the president of Charleston County Republican Women, Beth Lefebvre Hendricks.
There are probably more important issues in the state of New Jersey, and there's certainly more important issues in our country than whether the lanes of a bridge are closed. I mean, down here, we have drawbridges. So, you know, bridge closures, it happens.
So, Matt, what's next for Christie?
Today he'll be in Washington for a Republican Governors Association event, and then he'll be campaigning in Maryland, and then, yep, New Hampshire. New Hampshire doesn't have a very close gubernatorial race, but it does have the first presidential primary in the country in 2016.
WNYC's Matt Katz. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thanks, Satiris.
You're listening to WNYC.